Yes, it's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to work on subtracting 8. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. Let's get started. Let's write our names at the top of our papers. Use a pencil, and then you can put your pencil down because we're gonna color first. So if you look at the top of your page, you're going to see a picture. Looks like a backyard or a park or something. It is very, very busy back here. And the first thing I want you to look at are the oranges on the trees. Yes, oranges, not apples. Let's change it up. Are you ready to change it up? I am. So oranges, let's touch and count the oranges on the trees. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10. We have 10 oranges in all. Let's color the oranges. What color do you think? Yeah, orange. If you have time, you can go back and color those green leaves or color the leaves green. You know what I mean. Okay, 10 is going to be our number in all. And when you subtract, you've got to start with the whole amount. If you've been doing any of these lessons with me, then you know that I am crazy about saying that, but it's true. You have to get the whole number before you can subtract. We got to find out how many in all before you can take away from that amount. So we've got 10 in all, which means the most we can take away is 10. That's the most we could take away. Can't take away more than that. I'm going to go back really quick and do my green leaves. I just finished all my oranges, but I'm going to go back really quick and make these leaves green so it looks pretty. So 10 is going to be our whole number, and we're going to subtract some from it. All right, I just finished all my oranges, so I'll give you all 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. We are going to pick up our black crayon, and if you don't have a black crayon handy, you can use a dark colored crayon like a purple or a dark blue, and we are going to draw an X through our oranges. Ready? We're going to take away 8 oranges. You pick the oranges. I want you to draw an X over them to cross them out. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Stop there. Stop at 8. We have 10 oranges in all, and we're going to pretend 8 fell off the tree. How many oranges are left? 2. So if I were to say this in a number sentence, I would say 10 minus 8 equals 2. And equals means the same. 10 minus 8 is the same as 2. Let's try another one. Do you see the flowers all over the ground? They're so pretty. Let's color the flowers red. If you don't have a red crayon, you can use your violet red. Any kind of red will work. Again, you can color the leaves on the flowers later if you have time, or the inside of the flower later if you have time. But we're going to color the flowers red. Now, one thing I did not do is I got super in a hurry. This is me. This is my kids. We do this all the time. We get in a super big hurry and we forget to count how many in all. We're going to count how many in all after we color these flowers. We can't forget to do it. So if we do it before we subtract, it's okay. As long as we do it before we start taking away. I just got carried away on my coloring and I forgot to count them all with you. Oh no, but that's okay. We're going to count them before we do any subtracting. So I am on my last couple of red flowers. I used red violet. Is that okay? Yes, I'm not picky. Some kind of red will work. All right, I have all red flowers. I'm going to go back and do the leaves really quick. The leaves on the flowers really quick, just so it looks really nice on my paper. Really nice on my paper. Each flower has two leaves, it looks like. They're pretty. And then because I finished, I'm going to go back through really quick and do my yellow center. Here I go. Yellow center. All right. I'm going to give you, I'm done. There I go. I'm finished. All right. I'm going to give you 5 more seconds to finish those flowers. I feel like I went really quick. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Take out your finger. I hope you brought it with you today. Let's touch and count the flowers. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We have 9 flowers in all. Find your black crayon. 9 is our big number. It's our whole amount. I want you to use your black crayon, or you can use a darker colored crayon, and we are going to put an X, cross out 8 of the flowers. You pick the flowers to cross out. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All right. What is 9 take away 8? 1 is left. Did you get 1 left? So 9 minus 8 equals means the same as 1. 9 minus 8 equals 1. Let's try another one. Do you see the rabbits? They're so cute. There's a bunch of rabbits. Let's color them gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil because it makes a super nice gray color. So let's color our rabbits gray. Once again, Mrs. Oldham got super excited to color. I love to color. I find it very relaxing. And I did not start coloring. I'm sorry. I did not start counting my rabbits. Boys and girls, it's okay. We can always count them after we color. We just have to make sure we don't forget to count how many in all. That's all. I just got really excited. I enjoy coloring. I just do. It makes me happy. Okay, so we have some rabbits and we're coloring them gray. And at the end, before we subtract, we are going to count them. It's okay. Here we go. I'm just coloring all of them gray. Their faces, their tails, their ears. And I'm coloring quickly but nicely. I'm not taking so long that this should go into a museum. And I'm not taking so fast that it looks really bad. Do you know what I'm saying? It's just right. It's math, and I'm just coloring so that I can listen to the directions, which is important on listen and learn. What color are we coloring these? Gray. You should know that if you're listening on listen and learn. I'm about to color my last rabbit. And then we're going to go back and count these rabbits, these little bunny rabbits that are so cute. If you want to go back later and do pink ears or something, you can do that later at the end. But I have colored all the rabbits, so I'm putting my gray crayon down, and I'll give everybody 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your crayon. Or your pencil if you were using your pencil for gray color. Take out your finger. I know you brought it. Let's touch and count the rabbits to get how many in all. Ready? Begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We have 8 rabbits in all. Let's take out our black crayon or a dark colored crayon and let's cross out 8 rabbits. Let's pretend they all hopped away. Ready, go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We had 8 rabbits and we took away 8. How many rabbits are left? 0. 8 take away 8 equals 0. 8 take away 8 is the same as 0. One more. Do you see the ladybugs on the fence? Let's touch and count them before we color. I did not forget this time. Let's touch and count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Whoa, I feel like I need to count those again. Do it with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 ladybugs in all. Let's color them red. Any color of red will work for me. Of course, you can add details later. I'm just going in really quick. These aren't that big. It shouldn't take you that long. So if we have 10 ladybugs in all, what would be the most we could take away? Could we take away 9? Yep. Could we take away 10? Yes, that would be the most we could take away. Could we take away 2? Yes. How about 14? Nope. Can't take away 14. We only have 10. And you have to take away from the big number. And our big number is 10. I'm on my last ladybug. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Find that black crayon. We're going to cross out 8 of them. 8 ladybugs. You choose. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How many ladybugs are left? 2. It equals 2. 10 minus 8 equals 2. The same as 2. Okay, scoot down to the 10 frame. Do you see it? It's the boxes with the circles inside. That's called a 10 frame. I like to call the circles counters. Let's color those counters yellow. Let's color and count as we go. Ready? 1. We're coloring the circles yellow. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. There are 9 counters on the 10 frame. Let's find that black crayon and X out, cross out 8 of them. 1, cross them out. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What's 9 take away 8? 1. There's 1 counter left. Use your pencil to write 1 on the line. Scoot over. Do you see the hands with the fingers being held up? How many is that? Both hands have all fingers up. How many is that? 10. We should know that right away. 10. Let's cross out 8 fingers. Use your pencil and just put an X through 8 of them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What's 10 take away 8? How many fingers are still being held up? 2. Write the number 2 on the line. Okay, let's go to the number line. That's the line with all the numbers. Do you see how I put a circle around the number 9? Will you circle that for me, please? Trace that circle. Trace it. Okay. We are going to have 9. This is going to be our number sentence. 9 take away 8. When you take away on the number line, you move backwards. You hop backwards because when you take away, you end up with a smaller number. So if we have 9 take away 8, we're going to hop 8 times. Will you trace the arrows with me while we hop? Start on the 9 and trace the arrows. We're going to count to 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. What number did we end up on? 1. Put a box around the 1. 9 take away 8 equals 1. It's the same as 1. Let's look at the word. It starts with an E. That says equals. Will you trace that word for me? Equals. E-Q-U-A-L-S. Equals. And then do you see how I put a circle around the equal sign? That's a symbol for equals. Trace that circle for me. And there's a number sentence that says 10 minus 8 equals, what's the answer? 2. Trace the 2. Okay, last one. You've done it. Ready? It says 9. Read it with me. Read the sentence with me. It says 9 take away 8 equals. Well, it says our big number is 9. Let's see if there's 9 books. Count the books. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yep. And what's it say to take away? How many? It says to take away 8. Will you cross out 8 with your pencil? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How many books are left? I get 1. What do you get? Yep, 1 is the answer. Boys and girls, you did it. You did the whole page for subtracting 8. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.